Well, do you want to hear a really stupid joke? It's really, really stupid. But it always makes me smile when I think about it. It's also a little dark. Okay. So once upon a time, there was a donkey. The donkey was feeding on a huge field of corn, and all of a sudden, the temperature rose to above the boiling point really quick, really quick. All the corn in the field started to pop and turn to popcorn. The field was covered in white, and the donkey thought it was snow and froze to death. I know, it's so stupid. It's so stupid, but it's so funny, right? It froze to death, right? Yeah, no? Okay. But it was hot. I know, it's so stupid, but it's so funny. But whatever. It's just so stupid and dumb donkey. On a completely different topic, it's nice to see that I could make you smile again. I think you've been doing a lot better recently. I know it's been hard for you to get over her, but I do think you're going in the right direction. Yeah, it's true. It's not like the feelings would just go away like that. You gotta give it time, and eventually you'll be back and feel like your normal self again. You always do. You've been through this crap before, and I feel like you've bounced back a little quicker this time. I mean, you've come a long way since you cried on my lap a month ago. No, don't be embarrassed about that. It's totally okay to be sad after a breakup. I'm honestly really happy you came to talk to me about these things. I'm glad that you came to me for comfort. I want to be there for you. So, what is the next step? You're not gonna go out and hook up with strangers again, are you? Well, are you sure that's a good idea? I know it's a good way to get over her, but I don't think you should. No, of course, I'm not slut-shaming you. Don't say that. If it's just casual sex, I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care, but you always end up getting attached to these girls, and it's becoming a pattern. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bring this all up right now since you're having a hard time, but I think you really need to hear this. So, would you please listen to me? It really hurts me to see you go through this over and over again. It's self-destructive. And it might be hard to see it yourself. You sort of get that tunnel vision when you fall in love, but from the outside, I can see that it always ends up hurting you more than it helps you. Like the first few weeks, you're amazing and you're really happy, but then you get miserable and the relationships end. And it's not your fault either. It's always been, and excuse my language, the bitch's fault. I'm sorry. I know. They've been bitches. Call me prejudiced, but I don't think you should start dating somebody you hook up with the first time you meet. That's simply not the kind of girl you need. Yes, I know I'm being judgmental, but can't you see how it's ended up for you? The past three girls have all been the same. You're barely over your past relationship. You're vulnerable, and you meet someone new to fill up the void, and you get too attached too quickly. And none of them have cared for you. Okay? You deserve somebody who doesn't ignore you when you feel sick, doesn't use you for sex, somebody who doesn't have flings with another man. You need somebody who truly cares about you, somebody who can pick you up when you're down, somebody who can make you laugh, somebody who's been with you through thick and thin, somebody who loves you, somebody who wants to spend their life with you. You deserve me. Yes, you deserve me. Me. I'm serious. I know this might be kind of sudden for you, but I've always wanted us to be together. Ever since we were kids, it's just been a childhood dream, but I just know that we'll eventually end up together, but you've never given me a chance. You've been rushing from relationship to relationship, and I'm not going to take advantage of you when you're sad after a breakup. I'm not. That's not me. That's those bitches. That's not me. I'm different. It's been rough to see you with those other girls, but I've been okay with it since I knew that eventually it would be you and me. You and me together. And I'm not going to let this moment slip by again, just so you can find another bitch of a girlfriend. And now that I've admitted this to you, I don't think I can hold back my feelings anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh. I can't believe it. I just kissed you. I'm sorry. Was that okay? Yeah? You're sure? Then I can kiss you again? I'm really happy. I'm really happy. But I can tell you're thinking right now, you're happy too, right? You are, right? I knew you would be. Please, please kiss me. More. Oh, you're such a good kisser. I know you've practiced with other girls, but you won't let anyone else feel your lips from now on, right? Just me? You won't need anyone else anymore. I'll be the one to make you happy. I'll satisfy your needs. I will. I'll prove it. You look confused. You don't get it? I mean exactly what I said. I'm going to make you feel good. I'm going to prove that I can satisfy you. I'm going to make you feel better than any of your other sluts could. Unless you don't want me. You don't think I'm ugly, do you? Okay, good. I was about to cry there for a second. I've tried to keep my body fit for you. I really want you to think I'm beautiful, do you? Do you think I'm beautiful? Please, please say yes. Yay! That makes me so happy. That means there's no problem. So let me take care of you. And I promise you're going to feel good. I'm going to strip for you, but first I want to see how that cock in your boxers is doing. I bet you're ready. Oh, I would have expected you to be hard by now, but that's all right. That's all right. I'll get you up. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll just take it out and yeah, I missed the smell. Never mind. I just mean it smells and it feels like I fantasized it would. Absolutely. Delicious. I love the taste of your cock. Oh, yeah. There we go. You're getting getting hard now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can tell you're enjoying this. I'm giving you exactly what you need, right? This is the perfect hug I wanted. This is exactly how I imagined. Look, I mean. I think you're ready now, my love. Stay where you are. I'm gonna take my clothes off for you. I'm sure you've wanted to see this tight body for a long time, haven't you? How's this, darling? The other sluts, they didn't have tits like this, did they? There you go. Eat me up with your eyes. For every second you look at me, I can feel myself getting wetter. Here. Look. Do you see that? My panties are drenched. Just the thought of having you inside me gives me shivers, and I'm so happy I can finally give you my first time. Of course I'm a virgin, not a tramp like those other girls you've been with before. I've stayed pure for you. Your cock will be my first and the last to ever stretch my pussy open. What? You don't want to fuck me? After all I've done for you, what did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? You don't like me after all? Yes, you do? Then what's the issue? I don't understand. Come here. I don't know what makes you so worried, but I promise everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Just let your thoughts drift away and focus on the pleasure I'll give you. I'm certain everything will become clear for you, okay? So just relax and stay sitting on the couch. I'll straddle you like this. Oh my fucking God. Can you feel how wet my cunt is? Can you feel it? Oh, your cock is gonna fit inside me so fucking perfectly. Yes, you'll definitely be my perfect fit. How could you not? We're perfect for each other in every way. You'll see. I'm just gonna sit down on your cock, darling, and we're gonna finally become one. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, you're inside me. Oh, you're inside me. Your cock is filling up my pussy. Okay. I'm gonna start riding you now. How is it? Am I tight enough for you? It feels right? Oh, it feels so good. My pussy wrapped around your cock like this is exactly what you needed the whole time. This is exactly it. Fuck, your cock is so hot inside of me. Are you happy right now? This is how it always was supposed to be. Your cock has always belonged to my pussy. You just didn't know it until now. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god, you feel so good. Oh no. You feel too good. Your cock is stretching me so fucking well, and every time I rise, it's like my body and mind is screaming at me to fall back down again. Oh my god. My pussy doesn't want to be separated from you. Isn't that cute? Your cock wants to stay inside me too. I can feel it. I can feel it. Hold me. Grab my tits. They're yours. I'm yours. Only yours. And you're mine. This cock is mine. And your lips are mine. I love everything about you. Your mouth tastes so good. More. I need more of you. Oh, fuck. No, I'm gonna come. I don't wanna come yet. Oh, fuck, God. Oh, my hips won't stop moving. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, my darling. I'm so sorry. I wanted to come together with you, but I couldn't wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Oh, what? You forgive me? Really? It's okay? Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was so worried. He'd start hating me for leaving you behind. It was like I could feel like our whole life was flashing together before my eyes. And, I'm so happy you're my perfect boyfriend. I knew all along that I was doing the right thing. All along, I was doing the right thing for us. Yes. Well, now that you're starting to see that we belong together, I guess I could tell you a little secret. Those other sluts you've been with, I helped you get rid of them. Yes, I did. I knew you'd be shocked. Isn't it great, though? Oh, well, I faked the dick pics from the ex. I faked a breakup text and blocked the numbers. And oh, this last girl, she didn't want to let you go, you know? She was crazy. She was absolutely crazy. I told her to back off, that you already had me and you didn't want anybody else. She didn't believe me, though. So I sent her a picture of us in bed with your hand on my panties. That made her realize what was going on. Oh, no, don't worry. You were asleep when I took the picture, so it's not something you'd remember. Too far? No, I don't think that was going too far. There is no going too far when it's you. I will always do whatever it takes for us, so you don't have to worry. I would go much further if it meant we could be together. I just want us to be happy, and sometimes you gotta think outside the box and save your loved ones from cruel bitches. I just wanted us to start our lives together as soon as possible. We got a lot to do. No time to waste. I appreciate that you want to take it slow and think about us and where we are going before we make big decisions. But that's the thing. You don't have to. This relationship might be new to you, but I've been in this relationship for several years now. So I've already done all the thinking for you. You just have to trust me. There's no problem, right? You trust me, don't you? After all, I've always known what's best for you. Me. I'm what's best for you. So you better listen to me or things might turn out bad. Like really bad. So just sit tight right there. Stay there. Come on. And follow my lead and we'll be so happy together. Like I said, we have a lot to do. We have a marriage to plan. We got to trim your contacts list. Get a bigger bed for you. No, our bedroom. There's just so much. I know, right? This is super crazy. Like everything just went from 0 to 100 in a blink of the eye. And I'm just so excited for us. But all that will have to wait from now. We're already in the middle of the most important part. We're going to start a family. Yes, aren't you excited? We're gonna have a child together. What was with that face? You don't look happy. Are you upset with me? Why? Oh, it's okay. Oh, darling, I know what this is. You're worried about becoming a parent, aren't you? I understand. Oh, it's a big responsibility raising a child, but I promise you'll be the perfect dad. Oh, darling. Did your cock just twitch when he thought of filling me up with your cum? I think it did. You're so naughty. Oh, what's wrong, baby? Don't say that you don't want this. I know you do. You're just a little confused right now. I promise. I promise, babe. Any doubts you might have will disappear. I will make them disappear. Trust me. I've always had your best interest in mine. Always. And this is no different. This is no different. So let's finish this. And I'm not gonna stop riding you until I've milked your cock dry. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I want to feel your hot load shooting inside me. I need you to fill my womb with your seed. Fuck. Just thinking about having your baby is making me so, so fucking horny. Yes, you're loving this, aren't you? Oh, I can see the way you look at me with your teary eyes. You want me just like this. You want us to be together. You want me. You've always wanted my perfect pussy wrapped around your cock. You can get it anytime you want now. It's all for you, darling. Oh, baby, you're almost crying. Oh, you're almost crying. I'm glad this means so much to you. Oh, fuck. That turns me on so much. It makes me so relieved that you're as happy as I am, even if you're struggling a little bit. It's okay. Are you getting close? Do you want to come? Yes, go ahead, come anytime you want. Shh, just shoot your load inside me. Oh, no, darling, I'm not gonna let you pull out. I'm doing this for you. Don't you understand? You don't have to say anything. Shh, just here, sit there and watch me ride you until you explode in my cunt. Oh, it's gonna be soon, right? I can feel your cock tensing up. Fuck, it feels so good. Your cock is amazing. Fuck, darling, oh, fill my cunt with your seed. Please. Oh, give me your cum. Come for me. I need you to come inside me. Come on, make me pregnant. Yes, come for me, please, come for me. Yes, I need it. Come inside me. There you go. Come for me. Oh, I can feel your cum. Oh, God, I can feel your cum filling me up. Fuck. There we go. Thank you. That was amazing. It was amazing. You feel so calm now, baby. Oh, there we go. See, you're so calm. You just needed to fill me up. That's all the proof I needed of your love. Oh, how calm you are after you filled me with your cum. Oh, and I can just imagine you're as happy as I am. Oh, man. Is this what they call a sex high? Oh. I feel like I'm flying. Oh, I'm gonna have to hold on to you so you don't fly away. Oh, we're gonna be so happy together. I know it. I just know it. You're gonna be the best boyfriend ever. The best husband. And I'll be the perfect wife, and we'll be so perfect together. Everything will be so perfect. And I'm so glad I can trust you. You would never betray me. No, you're not like that. And I know you love me just as much as I love you. And after all of this, I don't think I could live without you anymore. Just the thought of it makes me want to cry. Oh, you would never leave me. I know that. But what if you suddenly disappeared? What if you were kidnapped by somebody? I would go mental. Oh, and I dedicate my entire life to find you. I'd become one of those superheroes in the movies, do anything that I could to find you and your kidnapper. Oh, your kidnapper, I would kill for you. You know that, right? If someone took you away, I'd kill her without a second thought. But let's not worry about that. We're gonna be so happy together. I know we will.